You're listening to Polycast, an official podcast of Bold and Civilization site. We're talking about Civilization Revolution.
Podcast going on your MP3 player with the CivRev t-shirt on and the CivRev game going, and got it made.
From June 2nd to the 30th, 2008, we at Bold and Civilization site ran the Revolution Awaits contest celebrating the release of Civilization Revolution, the first Civ title designed for the consoles in Europe and the following month in North America. Entrants answered 5 questions from our multi-part preview of the game and, for reasons that will be explained, most winners received both primary prizes in return, an Xbox 360 faceplate for the game and a CivRev community t-shirt. CivRev is available on the PlayStation 3 and the Nintendo DS as well. On the entry form for the contest, participants were given the opportunity to opt in to being contacted by phone if they won, on the understanding that the resulting conversation could be used in an upcoming production of Polycast. What follows are the conversations between myself, Daniel Dan Q Quick, and those winners that chose that option. I'm the chief owner and administrator of Apolton and a regular Polycast co-host. Note that these calls were conducted near the beginning of July, prior to CivRev's release in North America. Rev it up.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak to Akash, please?
This is Akash.
Hi, it's Dan Quick calling from a Apolton Civilization site. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
You are a winner in the Civilization Revolution Awaits contest on Apolton.
Awesome. How surprising.
So how did you learn of the contest?
Basically, I really wanted one of those base plates pretty badly. And I figured that I had seen them on the Revolution website, the official website. So I just did sort of a Google search, and your website came out, and I was clicking through, and I saw all the interviews. So I was reading the interviews, and then I thought it was a contest. And I'd already read the interviews, so the contest wasn't too tough to do. So, yeah, it all worked out pretty well.
So you liked how the contest was set up then? Wasn't too easy, too hard?
No, I think it was just about right. I think that if you had read the interviews, even just sort of skimming them, you would have come up with those. I mean, a lot of those I think you could have come up with just by playing demo or something like that. Like the caravan question and stuff like that were pretty easy to come by. So I think it was just the right difficulty. I appreciated that it wasn't just like an enter your name for a drawing type thing either. So it took a little bit of effort to get at it. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, excellent. So you also enjoyed the preview of CivRev that we have on site then? You'd read it?
Yeah, it was pretty lengthy. I was really surprised because I had never heard of the web board, and I guess being a Civ website, you guys had more access to them, but like, you know, you would expect something of that depth to be on like an IGN or something, but even they wouldn't go so in depth to do like a 7 or 8 part feature or whatever it was. But I think it was probably the best resource I saw for information on the game on the internet, even better than the game's website. Great job on that.
Oh, thank you very much. I was one of 2 individuals from the fan community who got a chance to play test it last fall along with an individual over at CFC.
Yeah.
But I videotaped it all.
Yeah.
So that helped with the information. I didn't have to recollect everything. I just took a lot of what was said and plus helped jog my own memory as well of the events, which allowed it to be as in-depth as it was over multiple parts, which is also why it took several months to get through it all.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice to have that. I read it all at once personally because it was all there by the time I got to it. But I could see how that would have been pretty nice for readers to have something to go back to every 2 weeks. You post another part of the feature and keep them interested. And it's good PR for the game also, you know, to keep that going. So hopefully that interview sells a few copies of the game.
So I take it then that you've played the CivRev demo?
Yeah, I've been playing that demo a lot. It was really weird because I've never been a huge Civ guy. I played Civ 4 a little bit, and I was in college. I didn't have much time to play games at the time. And I don't have much time, honestly, right now either, but any time I get it, it's been that CivRev demo for some reason. I think it boils it down a little bit more fast-paced. You can get through games a little bit more quickly. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the full version coming. I haven't been this excited about a game in quite a while, actually, to be honest with you. Like, a lot of times they get steamrolled by the hype train. Like, you get caught up in the Halo or the Gears of War or something like that. But it's been a while since I've been, like, independently excited about a game and not just because there's a lot of media on it or there's a lot of press on it. So definitely looking forward to it.
What platform?
360.
So when you do get a chance to game, you're generally going for your Xbox 360 because I know you mentioned Halo in there.
Yeah. I think that demographic meshes a little bit better with what I want to do in games. I'm not a big Blu-ray guy. I enjoy a lot of the Microsoft exclusives. PS3 is a little bit out of my price range still. So yeah, I don't know why. I've always been sort of an Xbox guy, I guess. I never went to the PlayStation. Before the Xboxes, I was a Sega guy. had a Dreamcast, Saturn, and Genesis, so I don't know why that carried over to Microsoft, but it just sort of did, I guess.
I've never owned a console platform, and the last time I played any kind of time on a console platform was actually the Super Nintendo, so that...
Yeah, things have changed a little bit since those times. It's a lot more like a PC in a lot of ways. I mean, anything you see on the PC these days, I feel like often comes over to consoles. And you wouldn't expect that with RTSs or turn-based strategy games, like franchises like Command & Conquer, and all of these are coming over to consoles now. I'm not saying they always translate well. Controls are often pretty janky, and I think PC actually offers a better experience for RTSs. But in terms of Civ, they've managed to do it finally. Someone got a strategy right on a console. Kind of historic in a lot of ways, I guess.
Right. Now, you had mentioned playing on the Xbox 360 and not having been on the PlayStation 3. Had you had a chance to see the Civilization 2 port on the PlayStation?
I did. You know, I'd have done that on the original PlayStation?
Yes.
Kind of an impressive technological feat, I guess, for the time. Did you ever get a chance to go hands-on with it?
For about 30 minutes, hated it.
Yeah.
And a big part of that was because it didn't translate well. It was just a straight port from the PC version of Civ 2.
Yeah.
And they tried to take what you could do on a keyboard and translate it to a controller, and it was awful. It didn't do very well in sales.
Yeah, I can imagine. And, you know, it remains to be seen how well Civ Revolution does. But building it ground up console really, I think, made a big difference. Having it overseeing the entire process made a big difference also, I think. And, you know, it was not a straight port. Tailor making and taking out, you know, you have to make sacrifices at that point, but you can micromanage so much. And I think it becomes more about just quick hour-long games, even shorter sometimes. I totally feel a lot of the Civ community's pain. When you see a franchise you really like so much, and then it gets boiled down to basically the basics, and they take away a lot of the nuance, it's really tough to see that. So I understand a lot of the grinding I've seen on forums and stuff like that. But I think people just have to understand it's the one-off. Like, it might be its own series, its own branch of the Civilization tree. Like, Civ 5 is definitely going to come out, and they're going to go back to all the good stuff that people liked about the main Civ branch. And, you know, not take it too seriously, I suppose. But it's good to hear that some people are actually doing the opposite and really enjoying the console experience. It's tough to get people to make that PC to console transition, I think, in a lot of ways. So we'll see how this is able to do that.
Some are saying, oh, I wonder if there's going to be an expansion to Civ Rev. I wonder if there's going to be a sequel to Civ Rev. And it's like,
right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the nice thing about consoles now is because of Xbox Live and because of PlayStation Network, they can do downloadable content really easily. They've already confirmed that DLC packs are coming pretty quickly down the pipeline. I assume they want to keep the fire stoked in a lot of ways, so I imagine we'll see DLC packs as soon as the end of the summer. And they're doing a lot of interesting things. They're doing a bunch of exclusive downloadable like artifacts and monuments that you'll be able to build depending on which retailer you buy it from. If you buy it from Best Buy, you'll be able to download certain things that let you do exclusive things. If you buy it from Circuit City, you'll be able to do certain things that are exclusive to your version of the game. And then in a couple of months, they'll open it up and everybody will be able to download everything from all the retailers. 2K especially seems pretty hyperactive, seem pretty intent on supporting the game and not just releasing it and forgetting about it and doing a lot of community stuff. Obviously, they've partnered with you guys to do this contest, and they've partnered with a lot of other sites also. So I'm pretty impressed by 2K Interactive in that sense. I assume there's going to be a pretty big expansion pack coming at some point this year. So we'll see where that goes.
Have you pre-ordered the game?
I have, actually. Are you thinking about getting a console, picking one up to play Civ Rev?
I am, as a matter of fact. I never thought I would say that. But for my general interest in gaming, a console, I was just... I'm a strategy person, and really strategy on the console might have been generalizing, but of course also part of my mindset is still back what it was like with the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I never really thought about it seriously
right. Until
Civ Rev. You had mentioned playing Civ 4 a little briefly in college. Had you played any of the earlier titles from Civ in Civ?
I hadn't at all. I hadn't been involved in that. And I only played Civ because one of my housemates I was living with wanted to do a multiplayer thing, and we played a few games. The games ended up being so long that we never picked them up back up again, and that's the only reason I stopped playing. But it was great while I played it. But I had never been exposed to sort of the Civilization series before that. I didn't always have a PC capable of running the game. I didn't always have a PC. There were a lot of things involved in that, I think. But it's definitely a series that I'm going to look into in the future as more Meyer games come out.
I think your roommate might have been looking for someone to beat in Civ.
Yeah, and he did. He was successful in that venture a bit. He kicked all of our ass. He got like 3 of us to a doll, and we all played with him, and within a few seconds, we were done. So he had a good time, though, I think.
I know you had also said earlier that you hadn't visited a Polton before, but I think we can see why.
Yeah.
You obviously visit a Polton every single day since you found it, of course.
Of course. My homepage, actually.
All right. Excellent. Now, when you entered the contest and you saw the mention that check here if you are willing to be contacted by phone if you happen to win for possible inclusion on Polycast, I take it to that point you had not even heard of the show because you had barely heard of the site, really, at that point.
Exactly. Did I check that box or did I not check that box?
You checked that box that it was okay to phone you, otherwise I wouldn't have.
Gotcha. Now I see. Are you guys, the podcast, I'm assuming, is it available on sort of iTunes and all those big sort of distribution venues for podcasts?
Yes, it is available on iTunes, in addition to being available directly from Polycast website. And there was a link to the Polycast website in the form, so it sounds like you were a brave man and checked that box without actually having listened to the show.
I did. Is that a bad decision on my part?
You deserve a medal, I think, first of all.
I'm not too worried about it. You seem like a nice enough guy.
I take it you haven't had a chance to listen to the show yet.
I haven't.
Of course, probably the first and last episode you'll listen to is the one that, you know, you're on.
definitely the first. You guys talk about Civilization Revolution, probably not the last.
We are about entertaining Civ before informing. We're crazy. It's true. We admit it up front. I know you're going to go away wondering, what have I gotten myself into? But don't waste time wondering about that, because it's too late. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Scott Lewis. I'm the interface guy, and I work on the interface stuff with Sid. Sid yells at me a lot and tells me what to do.
Yeah, I second that. I'm Jake Solomon. I'm a designer programmer, and I do whatever Sid tells me to because he's vicious. Not obey.
I'm Sid Meier. I'm the designer of this project. I don't care what anybody says.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. May I speak to Galen, please?
This is me, Galen.
Stan Quick calling from a Polton Civilization site. How are you?
Good.
It's good. I wanted to let you know that you won in the Revolution...
I won.
A Revolution Awaits contest. Yes, you did.
Oh, wow.
Then, as a matter of fact, you are going to win both a faceplate and a t-shirt because, well, I'll just be honest here, we didn't have that many entries.
All right. Cool.
How did you learn of the contest?
Well, I learned of your site through the official Civilization Revolution site. I just sort of linked off that, and I was browsing around the forums and found it, yeah.
Oh, excellent. So what did you think of the contest itself? Was it too much work?
No. It was quite easy.
So did you enjoy my preview of Civilization Revolution, at least what you read?
Yes.
Or were you just too busy trying to find the answer?
I did both. I started reading it, and then I browsed through it, and then I went back and read it later, and I thought it was really good. Yeah, it was very insightful. Definitely the most in-depth preview that I read.
Oh, thank you. Have you had a chance to play the demo for the game?
I did. I played quite a bit of the demo. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I was disappointed that the demo didn't randomize anything, but what was there was really good, I thought. So.
What platform?
I tried it on the Xbox 360.
Have you pre-ordered the game?
No, I was just planning to walk over to Best Buy when it comes out and grab it.
Ah, okay. Do you have a preferred gaming platform, computer, console?
Not really. I pretty much play everything. I have PC, Xbox, Nintendo DS, PSP, PS3.
So you've played games in the Civ series before then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, excellent. Now, as you read when you were entering the contest that if you were a winner that I would call and it would be potentially used on Polycast, do you listen to Polycast or Modcast, our sibling show?
Yeah, I have been listening to a few Polycast episodes in the last while. I think it's pretty good. I enjoy it.
Do you have a favorite segment on the show, like Senate?
Not particular, no. I just sort of listen to the whole thing. I've just started listening to it, so I haven't really got a favorite yet.
Oh, okay, so you probably don't have a favorite regular co-host then. May I suggest someone named Dan Q? He's quite good.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with Dan.
This is a much faster game than any Civ game in the past.
I've heard the game referred to as Civ on steroids. Not that we endorse steroids, but...
May I speak to Craig, please?
Speaking.
Craig, it's Dan Quick calling from a Polton Civilization site in Polycast. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Not bad. Congratulations, Craig. Not only are you going to be getting a t-shirt, but due to the low numbers of participants in the contest, you're also going to get an Xbox 360 faceplate.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
How did you learn of this contest?
Oh, I learned of it. I think I was on the official forums, so I cruised over to your site. I've been there before, but I was looking for any kind of contest to try and get as much Civ Rev gear as I could. So, yeah, I found your site. I read your previews, and so answering all your questions were pretty easy. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, perfect. Well, you've actually also answered, did you read and enjoy our in-house preview of Civ Rev? And I take it you also then liked how the contest was set up. It wasn't too hard, but it wasn't too easy either, necessarily.
Oh, no, it was ranked about medium. I was reading each one. I'm kind of a civilization geek. Your previews were very informative, so I was soaking up all that information. So by the time your contest rolled around, those questions were actually fairly simple for me. I don't know how hard they would have been for someone that hadn't read it.
What I did is I tried to have the questions have some keywords in it so people could search for those words.
Right.
If they really didn't want to have to read the entire thing to even make skimming even more easier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I actually printed off a few of those things so I could have a hard copy. But, yeah, I believe, only one or two of the questions, I think, actually used the search function to help me find the answer. Because you had some specifics that spelling had to be correct and things like that, so I searched for those to make sure.
Yes. So, and you say you printed off some of those parts. Did they go on your fridge? I like when things go on the fridge.
Yeah, I've got them laminated, of course.
Oh, laminated. No. All right. They'll never be destroyed.
And my fiance just walked in with my other t-shirt I have, actually. I think I've seen a picture of yours. Are they the brown ones?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, I could always use a brown one because I think Elizabeth ran an official one and actually got hers in the mail a few days ago. And now she just came walking at me with it on. It's great, too. I think she's making fun of me.
She is not. You tell her no. Or you'll keep the game all to yourself.
Oh, of course. She's not much of a gamer.
You have time to change that. Have you had a chance to play the Civ Rev demo?
Oh, yes. I play it all the time. Whenever I got an extra moment, I sit and try and see if I can get any of the victory conditions done. I'm not that good. I think I managed to get domination victory at the very last turn on the easiest difficulty, so not very good to compare to some people that were on the forums.
So I take it it's the demo for the Xbox 360?
Yep.
Have you pre-ordered the game?
No, I didn't pre-order it. I normally just bug my local EB because I know somebody there, so I phone up and keep bugging them about it or whatever game I need.
You mentioned earlier that you were a Civ addict, so I take it that you have played the Civ series before on the PC.
Oh, yes, I do have all the Civ 4s. I got hooked into it, actually, in the very first Civilization, like a lot of people were way back in, I don't know, I was like 8 years old or something. But anyways, I got most of them along the line. As soon as I heard about Civ Revolution coming out, it was kind of like a game that they made just for me, you know, just because the thing I found with Civ 4 was, well, one thing, it took so much time, but there's so much micromanagement. So whenever I wanted to play like a marathon game, it always, you know, turned out being, you know, half fun, half work, where this is Civ Rev, it's going to be pure fun, if that made any sense.
Based on that, would you then say that your preferred gaming platform is the console, or just specifically when it comes to Civ, you prefer the approach that Civ Rev has taken, which is found on the console and not the PC?
Oh, well, that's actually just changed. I've been a PC gamer forever, and my rig's getting a little old. I've decided, actually, I was going to spend some money on a new rig and on the top of the line, or I was thinking I'd go with one of the PlayStation 3s or the Xbox 360. I needed to upgrade somewhere, and I decided I'll try and go with the console, partly because I knew this game was coming out for it. I'm kind of a computer geek, but I'm kind of leaving the fields. I haven't left it, but it's kind of reversed. Now I'm more of a 360 gamer than I'm a PC gamer, mainly because of the maintenance and the time required to keep your PC up to date.
I know from your forum account, you registered it back in April, so have you been what we sometimes refer to as a lurker for some time?
I think on each of the forums I've posted, on your forums, I've posted a few times. I post mainly on the official forums, though, so I'm kind of in between posting and looking.
As you saw when you entered the contest, there was this little box to check that said, I'm paraphrasing, yes, I would be willing to be contacted for a future episode of Polycast if I happen to win. Did you check that box having listened to the show before, or were you being a brave, brave man and checked it anyway?
I think I've listened to one of your episodes.
I haven't listened to the very many, I'll be honest. I'm into podcasts, though, so I've always been wanted to be on a podcast, so I'm like, oh, here's my chance to be famous.
It's more like infamous on this show, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. Do you remember what episode you listened to, out of curiosity?
No, I'm not too familiar with it, but don't you have two that one's about modding and one's more general?
Yes, that's right. Since the start of January, we've got the continuation of Polycast, which focuses on Civ strategy, and we have Modcast, which is on Civ modding.
Yeah, I was interested in modding at one point. I think I listened to one of those, but I'm not going to be able to remember which one.
Would you be more likely to listen to Polycast, or at least would like to see Polycast cover CivRev more than just in the news? For example, actually talk about strategy in CivRev.
Well, I would be definitely interested in a CivRev Polycast for any of my other previous favorite games. If I mentioned what they were, I'd really show what kind of geek I am. But for any game that I really get into, I normally search around for podcasts that are dedicated to the game and basically soak up any kind of information. I think CivRev might take over for my main love for a game. So, yeah, a podcast dedicated for CivRev would be something I would definitely subscribe to.
Can you explain what's different about online gameplay now?
No.
I don't believe in online
We're online? This game's online?
It's a hoax. The internet
it's sort of like
is a hoax.
We're waiting for that whole internet thing to pan out first. I'm not going to dip our toes into that, so.
Hello.
May I speak to Joe, please?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, Joe, it's Dan Quick calling from a Polton Civilization site. How are you?
Oh, okay, took me a second. Wow, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
Good.
Calling with regards to the Revolution Awaits contest.
Yeah, I figured it was.
You figured.
Yeah.
You won.
Okay.
Because of the limited number of entries that we received, in fact, you win both a faceplate and a t-shirt.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm glad that I won, but I'm sorry that there were not enough entries. That really bums me out.
Yeah, I was surprised. How did you hear about the contest?
Well, I'm a longtime lurker of the forum. And I buy everything and anything Civilization-based. I think I've bought Civ 4 maybe 3 times over, you know, once on Steam, once in Chronicles, and once in the retail copy. Anything having to do with Civilization, I jump all over it, and that's probably the best site for it.
Oh, I thank you. I take it you have both expansions then to Civ 4?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, I got Beyond the Sword twice, and I have Warlords twice also. So, yeah, I'm kind of addicted to it.
Oh, wow. So does that mean you have it, like, installed on 2 different computers so you can have 2 different games going at the same time?
Yeah, I'm not that good. Really, the Steam was my big second purchase, and it gave me the ability to throw it on a bunch of systems so it could be at the ready at any time.
Oh, see, I was using this as a lead-in for you to give me a copy, but we didn't pick up on that.
Oh, I can do that. It's all yours because I've got Steam on pretty much every system I have now.
So did you like how the contest was set up?
Was compelling. The reading was really easy, and it was the subject, of course, I was really, really interested in, so it was pretty easy.
So you enjoyed the preview then as well?
Oh, yes.
Had you read it before the contest?
I started reading it, and then the contest came up, and then I really ate it.
Oh, that's good. Have you had a chance to play the demo yet?
Yes, I have, quite a few times.
Oh, what platform?
360.
What were your thoughts on it? Good, bad?
I like it. No, it's good. I'm a little really disheartened by some of the forum members, how they're looking down on consoles and how there can't be room for both. And I think there certainly is room for both. I think to be able to do a quick pick up and play of almost a Blitz-style game of Civ is better than nothing. So I can sit in front of the 360 that I have in my bedroom and just get an hour, hour and a half and be done with an entire conquest or done with an entire game versus having to do a 8-hour 10-hour, 12-hour game. There's absolutely room for both, and I enjoy it.
Indeed. And maybe it's just those people who don't want to pick up CivRev, don't want to have to think about perhaps changing their strategy.
Yeah, it might be.
They're not going to say that, but...
No. I think they just feel like they're being encroached upon, is all.
Have you pre-ordered the game?
Yes.
And you pre-ordered it through Polton, of course.
No, I actually, the day that I found out it was going to be available was at EB Games, and it was last year, and I said full price. I just said, let's go. So, no, I'm sorry. I did not pre-order it through Apolloton.
Oh, I'm going to pretend that you said yes.
Yes. Yes, I did. Pre-order it through Apolloton, and I've got 5 copies. Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite go for 6.
No, sorry.
Yeah, okay. So when it comes to computers or consoles, do you have a preferred platform, or is it kind of a mood-based thing? Or
I'm in IT, which probably the majority of the people on your site are in IT, I would guess. There are days that you work on a computer so much you don't even want to face the darn thing. So consoles are nice for that. But I've just kind of built myself, I was just putting some more parts in, a much faster rig, and Civ 4 plays like a dream on it, so I'm actually leaning more towards PC games lately.
You said that you were a long-time lurker?
Yeah, I float between both sites, the two major Civ sites. But yeah, I'm a long-time lurker. I think I maybe posted twice on Apollothon.
We're the old-timers here.
Yeah. Well, you know, 36 here myself, so yeah, I'm a semi-old-timer.
I was referring to the site, not us.
Oh, never mind. Well, sorry. I won't mention that again.
So as you know from filling out the contest entry form, if you happen to win, you would be contacted by phone. You were given the option, and you would know that it would possibly be an upcoming episode of Polycast.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the next question is going to be?
Would you like to be on next Polycast?
Boy, Joe, we're really jumping the gun here. No.
Yes, we are. Crap. I couldn't compete. I'm not even coming close to guessing on that one. I couldn't compete with you guys. I'm like ropes on the Goodyear blimp to you.
Well, I'm teasing a bit there, Joe, because if anyone is ever interested in appearing on the show, they can always ask. We don't have to wait and hope that I will ask. I could still do that to complete the experience for you at some point, but...
Oh, no. It was a dream come true.
So I take it you've obviously listened to the show if you're asking to be on it. Otherwise, ooh.
I absolutely have. It's fun, and there's a little bit of that platform encroachment going on in some of the latest episodes. But yeah, I've listened to the show before, absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were going to say insanity, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, there is that.
So do you listen to our sibling show, Modcast, out of curiosity?
No, I don't.
So how long have you been listening to Polycast?
Gosh, would 5 months be about right, I think? Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to ask you, obviously, but I'm thinking around 5 months.
Do you have a favorite segment on the show?
Really, the banter. I mean, not a specific segment. I just like the back and forth. You know, that's what I like more than anything is the personality.
You may have noticed with the start of the second season in January with our logo, we've got the entertaining and informing Civ, and it's in that order, because if you wanted to be really informed about Civ and quote-unquote only informed about Civ or mostly, that's what the forums are there for.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
They can be entertaining, too, some forums more than others, but...
Oh, they can. They can. But I think there's certain conciseness that's available in the podcast, and it's like condensed insanity.
Hey, can we use that condensed insanity?
Absolutely, condensed insanity.
All right. Trademarked now by me. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite regular co-host? Dan Q!
Yes, that would be Dan Q. The fantastic, intelligent, and well-spoken Dan Q.
Wow, I was believing you at the start there, but we laid it on a little thick, Joe.
Oh, well, sorry. You can edit that.
I'll edit it so you say a couple of those nice words several times, and then I'll be like, whoa, no, that's quite all right.
Now, Joe, let's calm down.
Well, thanks again for your time, Joe, and entering the contest, and for listening to the show. Tell all your friends!
I will do that.
Unless you feel like if you tell your friends, then they might not be your friends anymore.
Yeah.
What would be your one-line description of Civilization Revolution to someone who doesn't know anything about the game or perhaps anything about the games that came before?
It's the best game that's ever been made.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Steven, please?
Speaking.
It's Dan Quick calling from a Polton Civilization site. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm calling with regards to the Revolution Awaits contest.
Nice.
Oh, so you know what that means.
Yes.
Actually, due to the low number of entrants, you will be receiving both a faceplate and a t-shirt.
Wow, it's even better.
I was hoping you'd feel that way. So I'm curious, how did you learn of the contest?
I was on the 2K site.
Oh, okay. Did you like how the contest was set up? Was it too easy, too hard, too annoying?
No, it was nice because I hadn't had a chance to read everything. So I got to go back through and reread all the everything and have to find the answers again. I thought that was pretty fun.
So you enjoyed the preview even more the second time around?
Yeah, I got to pick up on things I'd missed the first time. I actually had to read it and pay attention to what I was reading more.
So So it's an acquired taste. I understand. Have you had a chance to play the Civ Rev demo?
That's what I was doing right now.
Really? Are you winning?
I just started.
Oh, you just started. So that, well, we're all winning at the start. That's what I always like to tell myself. So what platform are you trying it out on?
The 360.
Who are you playing as?
The Egyptians right now.
So have you pre-ordered the game yet, or are you going to give the demo a little bit of a try before you go that far anyway?
I haven't pre-ordered it yet. I don't know why, because I'm planning on picking it up anyway.
Oh, I guess you figure, well, I don't need to pre-order it. I'll just get it once it comes in.
Yeah, I don't want to be stuck at one store. I need to find it somewhere sooner.
Do you have a preferred gaming platform? Is it console? Is it your Xbox 360? Is it the computer, or does it depend on your mood? Or
usually the 360. I do play a little Wii and a little PC, but mainly the 360.
Okay, so have you played any of the Civ series games to date?
I played Civ 2, but I haven't played any of the new ones yet.
Oh, Civ 2, was that the original Civ 2? Did you get any of the expansion packs?
No, just the original.
That was about 12 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Definitely Civ Rev, a bit of a different experience than Civ 2.
Right. I just like it. It's a little more streamlined. I have a new baby, so I don't really have time to devote 12 hours a day to play games anymore.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And, of course, they will become a gamer.
Yes.
Whether they like it or not. So,
right.
Are you new to Apolt? You just registered your account recently, but I know that there are some people that lurk, for example, on our forums for months, even years before they register, so I wasn't sure.
I'd been there a couple times in the last few months, just looking at the Civ Rev. It led me to y'all's site. I've been looking around there, just lurking a little bit.
Have you had a chance to listen to Polycast, or do you even know what I'm talking about?
Not yet. I saw that today at work.
Oh.
Yeah.
On your break, of course.
Yes.
There was on the entry form link to the Polycast. Maybe that was the first place that you heard of Polycast when you read it on the entry form?
Yes.
And you still said yes, and you hadn't actually listened to the show yet? I'm very impressed by your bravery. You're a brave man. Since you hadn't listened to the show yet, you obviously don't have a favorite segment, but I will bet that at least right now, since you're coming to Apolton for Civ Rev information, that you'll probably be most interested in news items if you're looking for information on Civ Rev specifically. I don't think we've ever talked about Civ 2, except for maybe once or twice in passing, but it's probably been a while since you've played Civ 2. I know it's been a while since I've played Civ 2.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
And obviously, since you haven't listened to the show, you don't have a favorite regular co-host, but there is one that called you recently, so just something to keep in mind. I know you'll definitely be listening to at least one future episode when you'll be watching to see, am I on yet? Am I on yet? What's the edited version of this sound like?
Most definitely.
All right, well, you have a good evening, and keep on visiting the site.
I sure will.
Worst part of reading off a DVD is moving the head around. That's called seek time. So what one of the PS3 members, Steve, is doing constantly is reordering everything so everything is in sequence as you read it. So when the artists then add new art and then they mess up the sequencing, then we get a little cranky.
That's our job to mess
yes,
it up.
Yes, but you know, the artists do buy us beers, right? They do buy, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello?
May I speak to please?
What's him?
Dan Quick calling from Apolton Civilization site. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling with regards to the Revolution Awaits contest.
Okay.
You have won.
Oh, excellent.
We didn't get that many entries, actually, so you will, in fact, receive both T-shirt and a faceplate.
Well, I don't have an Xbox, so that's not going to help. Faceplate don't help me much.
I'm sure you can find someone you can give it to.
Yeah, we'll give it away somewhere.
Well, you probably learned from the contest just by browsing the site, did you?
Yeah, just, you know I'm there all the time, so.
Yes.
Saw it on the news. Figured, eh, why not?
What did you think of the contest setup? Was it too difficult, too hard, too annoying?
It was actually very easy for me because I had been kind of following Revolution, so.
So you'd read my preview before and enjoyed it? And
yeah, I'd read it. I didn't even have to look any of them up. I just knew them all.
See, folks, this is how much of a brilliant writer I am, and he remembered everything I wrote. I'm impressed. I don't remember everything I write. So, have you played the Civ Rev demo yet?
I have. I'm on PlayStation 3.
And what did you think of it?
I was pretty happy with it. It's kind of hard to tell. You're kind of stuck there. It only had the easy difficulties there.
Oh.
You know, once I'm able to crank it up a little bit and take a look at it more in depth, I'll have some better opinions on it. But while you're stuck on the easy and, you know, 50% bonus to everything you do, it's kind of hard to get a clue as to the AI and how they're going to react. Even the hardest level in the demo was 50% bonus to all combat. So that was pretty much a walk in the park.
So have you pre-ordered the game, or are you still thinking about it?
I have not. It's more of a, we'll wait and get it when I get around to it. It's not one I'm going to get right away. After Halloween's over, we'll think about getting it. I'm pretty tied up from July till Halloween. I'm that weirdo.
So when it comes to gaming platforms, do you prefer the computer, the PlayStation, or...
I actually prefer the computer, but it's a lot easier now that I have little kids running around to keep an eye on them when I'm at the TV, since my computer's kind of in its own room. So I find myself doing more gaming actually on the PlayStation these days than on the computer, even though I actually prefer the computer.
Okay. I know you've played Civ 4 and Civ 3. You play Civ 1 and Civ 2?
I played Civ 2 on the PlayStation 1 port.
Oh, was it as bad as so many seem to claim that it was?
It looks like you were playing on an old Macintosh 64. I mean, I don't know. I had better games on the old Apple IIe as far as graphics go. But my friends had it on the computer, and it was pretty neat looking on the computer. On the PlayStation, I could tell what was what, and it kept me interested enough to buy Civ 3, so...
Oh, well, there you go. I played it on the PlayStation, I think, for maybe about 30 minutes at a friend's house, and I just thought, if this was my first exposure to Civ, I wouldn't have actually touched it again, so there you go. Since in entering the contest and checking the box that, yes, if you won, you could be contacted by phone and be considered to be included on Polycast, an official podcast of Bolton Civilization site. See how officially I threw that in there?
Yeah.
Do you listen to the show?
I do not, because, again, I find myself not getting on the computer here at home, and that's kind of frowned upon at work, so...
Oh, of course. We wouldn't be suggesting that people should be listening to the show while they're supposed to be working, but...
Well, you know, listening would be one thing, but... So I can't even download it. And I don't have an iPod or any of that fancy stuff.
So if you had time to get you to your computer, you would definitely listen to the show.
I probably would, yes. Too many kids these days.
So if you did listen to the show, who would be your favorite regular co-host?
I don't know. Well, I'd have to listen to it first then, wouldn't I?
Well, thank you again for entering the contest. And
yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And
I did enjoy the t-shirt.
And interested in listening to the show. And, you know, you could, that faceplate, maybe you could, well, it wouldn't make a very good frisbee, actually, the way it's shaped. But if you had, like, a hole in the wall or something you wanted to cover up with it, or you just give it away.
Oh, I don't know. I might just turn it into a Halloween prop somehow. Never know. We'll take a look at it.
Oh, no, there would be an interesting thing to see a picture of using that as a Halloween prop.
Is that a challenge?
You go right ahead and you do that. Sure, that's a challenge. It's your faceplate.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you once again. And here's a reason to listen to Polycast to see what the edited version of this conversation sounds like. See?
Wouldn't be the first time I've been on the radio, so. Probably a lot smaller market than I'm used to, actually.
Oh, wow.
Well.
That's real nice. Give you prizes and everything, and that's how you want to end it, eh? Okay. Call in today. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY, In Europe, 44-121-288-7659. That's 44-121-288-POLY. You can Skype us at the Polycast or email us at polycast@polton.net. For more information on Polycast, our sibling show Modcast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at polycast.apolton.net.
If you don't have any friends and you still want to compete, like a lot of video gamers like myself.
Like me, for example. Like me.
Hello?
May I speak to... Please, I hope I'm pronouncing that properly.
Yeah, this is...
It's Dan Quick calling from a Polton Civilization site. How are you?
Good.
Wanted to let you know that you are a winner in the Revolution Awaits contest.
Oh, sweet.
And as a matter of fact, to be perfectly honest with you, you are a winner of not only a faceplate, but also a t-shirt because we didn't have that many entries.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Just curious, how did you learn of the contest?
Just on the website. I always go on the forums and just read it. I'm more of a lurker than anything else, but I like to enter the contest.
So how did you like the setup of the contest? Was it too hard, too much work?
No, not at all, because I'd read the previews before, and I kind of remembered most of the stuff, and then I just went back and quickly pursued them a little bit, and I was able to find like one or two that I missed.
Oh, excellent. So you liked the preview the second time you read it, just as much as the first time?
Yeah, it was good, just because it gets you kind of revved up.
Right. Have you had a chance to play the demo?
Yeah, I played it about 3 or 4 times.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, the time when it kicks you out, though. I mean, obviously it's not as immersive as Civ 4 or something, but it's pretty good for the console, I think.
Which platform did you demo it?
360.
Have you pre-ordered the game?
No, I haven't, actually. There's a store that gets them in quite regularly.
Oh, okay. You'd mentioned Civ 4, so I take it that you played Civ 4. Have you played any other of the Civ series to date?
Yeah, I've been playing since SNES got Civ, like the original Civ, and then that's when I got my first computer, so I could get Civ 2.
You prefer playing on your Xbox? You prefer playing on the PC, or don't really have a preference?
I think I prefer PC right now, but, you know, I haven't really taken the whole Revolution game yet, so I don't know. We'll find out.
You mentioned being a lurker more than anything, so how long have you been lurking on Polton?
I guess it goes back to Alpha Centauri.
Oh, that's how you originally came to Polton, was for our Alpha Centauri coverage.
Yeah, just from the Alpha Centauri forums, yeah.
As you read during the contest entry that... My contacting you in part would be to let you know that you won, but also to possibly be included in an episode of Polycast, an official podcast here on Polton.
Right.
Do you listen to Polycast?
I've listened to some of the ones pertaining to Revolution.
Well, that's good, because we're never really certain if we're hitting the Revolution audience or what kind of audience we have for Revolution, so that's good to know.
Right, yeah.
Have you listened to our sibling show, the Modcast?
No, I haven't.
Our first Revolution-dedicated one was with Barry and Dorian last year, and so I guess you check the topic lists then to see if we're going to talk about Revolution and focus on those?
Yeah, I just base it on the topic list, because there's so many casts that you want to listen to, right? And then there's just, I don't know, there's only so many things that you have time for on the internet.
Oh, you mean you listen to more than just Polycast? Polycast isn't your only podcast? Gee, that's a shame.
Yeah, I do other podcasts and stuff, right?
But Polycast is your favorite, obviously, and that's the one you want to listen to most of the time anyway, right?
Of course.
Yes, I was about to say the answer is yes. Good.
Yeah, the answer is always yes.
So since you're listening mostly for Civ Rev, I suppose your favorite segment is news then on the show, because that's where we've been talking about Civ Rev at this point.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I'm always curious to know what's coming out. Like, I'm already excited about Colonization.
Okay, so you'll be listening to the news for when we talk about Colonization as well. Okay.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So would you like us to cover Revolution and, say, the Senate, for example, game strategy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I like reading about the game strategies.
Do you have a favorite regular co-host? Dan Q! Oh, excuse me.
I guess I have to go with Dan Q.
Oh, well, you might not even have a favorite. Do you like us all equally, or you wish I'd get off the show? It doesn't matter. That's just to kind of put you on the spot because, well, you've listened to Polycast. You know, that's what we like to do to people.
Yeah.
Glad you're continuing to lurk and listen to the show. Tell all your friends.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
May I speak to Richard, please?
Richard is not here. Would you like to leave a message? I'm his mother.
Oh, hi. I'll try again.
Well, he's in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, he is?
If there's something important that he needs to know, I'll be happy to inform that to him.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. I'll try again. Is he going to be in the Dominican Republic a while?
Well, he'll be back in August.
Oh, that is why.
May I ask his call?
Oh, it's just in regards to a contest that he entered online.
Okay.
I have his email address. I'll just email him.
Yeah, anyways, I'm going to call him up and let him know that you were about to contact him. He's always in front of a computer, so I'm sure that if you email him, he's going to write back to you immediately.
I suppose now is just as good time as any to say what happens if you actually get the game through a pull on the bonus that you get.
Oh yeah, what is that?
The satisfaction of knowing that you ordered it through a fan site. That's your bonus.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I wish you best of luck with your podcast, and hopefully if I do air on, I don't sound too much like a dork.
And, it seems that everything that we've been talking about, the recording hasn't been going, so we're going to have to start over.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding, actually. See, you were the last person I was able to get a hold of, so I decided I was going to save that for the last person.
Right.
This is what we do on the show.
I'm assuming these are edited for content a little bit?
Getting a little smelly now.
Yeah, a little silly. By Polycast standards, this is hardly registering on the scale. Record dates July 1st to July 8th, 2008. Soundtrack courtesy Civilization 4, Warlords and Beyond the Sword expansion packs, and the official Civilization Revolution podcast. Copyright 2008, Bolton Civilization site at bolton.net.